Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's a movie review for Saw 10. I saw Saw 10 the other day. Really good movie. Highly recommend. However, there's a few things I want to note before we get started. One, this video is going to have spoilers. So, if you don't want any spoilers, click away now, because obviously it'll happen. Unintentional, but it does happen. Two, if you are not a Saw fan, Saw 10 is not the right way to start the Saw series. There's a lot of things in Saw 10 that are relevant to the rest of the movies, but you would literally need to know the people, places, and things inside of Saw 10, or you're going to be somewhat confused towards the end of the movie and in the beginning especially. I mean, I'm a Saw fan. I have, I think, 8 out of the 10 movies on DVD. And I was still partially confused to the entirety of the introduction, like the first 30 minutes to 45 minutes of the movie. I was somewhat confused as to what was going on and what time place this took place in. So that brings me to my next subject, which is the time frame of this movie. After looking under IMDb, it says that it takes place after Saw 1, but if you know the characters that are involved and you know the story and plot line of Jigsaw and Saw, then you know that some of those characters don't come in until later movies. So the timeline, I don't think, is after 1. I think it's more or less after 2 or 3. But I would just look on the internet and find out how to watch it in chronological order if you are trying to watch all the Saw movies in chronological order. I think that this movie, it wasn't like a 10 out of 10, obviously, but it was a Saw movie, and it did show more story. I think because of the beginning, it's a 2-hour long movie, by the way, so if you're not trying to stay for the entire 2 hours, I will break it down later on in this video, but for now, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about the major plot points. So the first thing is that this takes place, like I think, around 2 or 3, more or less right after 2, because Amanda's in the film, and Amanda is his buddy who helps him, obviously, his Padawan to his Jedi mastery. And the detective is in the movie as well, but we find out in Saw 4, I believe, that He finds the detective earlier on in the series to help him out in carrying out some of his games. But it's when John Kramer still has his cancer in his brain, and he's trying to find a way to fix it. He's trying to find a way to solve it. So you go the first 30, probably 45 minutes, maybe an hour, of the video, of the movie, just trying to find out how he's going to fix it. He finds the hospital who's going to do some shady underground work. They're a miracle drug. They're going to help him. But he's got to go out of country to do it, and there's a bunch of people that are going to help him. That's what you spend most of the majority of the first part of the movie doing. It's just character building, trying to show you John. He's a nice guy. There's actually nothing to do in reference to Jigsaw whatsoever within the first half of the movie. Which is why I was very confused watching the first half of the movie. I was like, what the heck is going on? What movie am I watching right now? Which is why I say, if you're not a Saw fan, that this movie wouldn't exactly be the best way to start. Only because Jigsaw isn't mentioned at all, but everyone knows who John Kramer is from the beginning of the movie, if you are a Jigsaw fan. So he goes out of the country to get this magic surgery done. Everything looks like it's fine. They bandage him up, they give him his medicine, and he's good to go. But true Saw fans know that obviously the cancer wasn't cured, because I believe it was in 3, I think it was in Saw 3, he ended up using that medical practice, I believe it was a nurse, the gentleman, to do the, or no, it was the doctor, yeah, to do the operation for his cranial surgery. So he gets the surgery done. He goes on. He goes back to the site of where they performed the surgery. They tried to make it inconspicuous so that nobody knew where they were located, but everybody knows how smart John is. And that's just another reference to, hey, the intelligence level of this man is unsurpassed. So we're going to go ahead and give him like a little bit of a backstory on him being intelligent. So he uses a point on the map, which happens to be some type of cell tower, to correlate where he was at the time of his surgery based on where he is inside of the city to track them down. He finds the area. He gets a gift card. He's going to go ahead and he buys a bottle of tequila, which is apparently good spirits in Mexico, because that's where the story takes place. And he is going back to that area to go visit the people that he befriended that performed the surgery and fixed him. But when he gets back there, they're gone. They're no longer at the area, and he's been bamboozled. He looks onto one of the computers, which somehow just happened to have the same video of his cranial surgery playing on a loop, essentially. And the program's still up, so he pulls it up. He looks at it. He notices that it was all faked. Everything was just smoke and mirrors, and the surgery never happened. Conveniently, there is a mirror placed next to the bedside that he was on. He takes off his bandages to see that there was actually no surgery that happened. And now he's like, I've been conned. So these people are conning people. They're conning cancer patients out of their own money that they're saving to try to better their lives. So John obviously has to do his job as Jigsaw and make them value and appreciate their way of life in popular Jigsaw fashion. So he calls up the detective on the phone, and he basically tells him he needs to look for some people and find out what's going on and where to locate them. You know it's the detective because the way that he talks to him, it's the same throughout the entire series. Basically says, hey, I need you to help me find somebody. And so the detective is the person that he always goes to look for records on other individuals. Needless to say, they find him. He puts him in a game. This is where everything started increasing. Basically, the momentum of the movie shifted into what we know is Saul. So I feel like the first half is just the backstory. And then the second half, we're going right back into the Saw series, the Saw franchise, what we all know and love. The scenes are just as gory when it comes into the way that he does his games. They are just as teeth-mashing. They are just as unsettling as they always have been in all the other Saw movies. Everything's very visual, very vivid. These games actually feel very winnable if the people would do it in a timely manner. I felt like there wasn't enough time for some of the games. I'm not going to spoil the games because obviously that's a huge factor in the movie. For me at least, I love the games that Jigsaw does. I love the games that he plays because it definitely shines a light on how he feels versus how they should feel, right? So, the games were awesome. All of them had their own aspect to the surgery that was supposedly performed. So just think of a cranial surgery. Think of all the different things that you do when dealing with a cancer patient and split them into sections, and those are your games. Pretty much every game had to deal with cancer. Except for the last two games, which I can't really get into, and I'm not really going to spoil the plot twist, only because we all know at this point, John Kramer lives, so there's no, you know, thought of unsettling, like, oh no, he's going to die here, because he clearly doesn't. He goes on to make, eight more movies after that point? Actually, I'm sorry. well, spoilers for anybody who hasn't watched the Saw franchise, John Kramer eventually dies, and then his mantle is taken up by all of his underlings, which there are three. I won't mention the third, but you already know about the detective and Amanda based on this movie. In the shadows, there's a third one, and you don't find out about this third one until Saw 3D, even though some of us did see it coming based on the events of Saw 1. Yeah, all the way back in the beginning. Some people did see it coming. However, Saw 3D is when you actually get to see, wow, I can't believe that guy was actually Jigsaw's specific underling that he knew was going to be the one that take his place. Because, like I said, John Kramer, very smart man, so he plans everything down to a T. In this game, there was an unspecified factor. Jigsaw did take into consideration timing based on the games. And he kept telling Amanda throughout the night, hey, it's getting late, it's going into morning, we need to hurry this up. So he definitely considered this factor in the movie. Now, I am going to spoil this. He considered there's a child that plays football outside, and he didn't want the child to hear what was going on inside of the building while he was conducting his games, right? So he took that into consideration, and you could tell he took it into consideration the entirety of the night. It's just what happens when the games aren't finished on time is why we get to this point. Like I said, I'm not going to spoil that aspect of the movie, so if you want to see it, you absolutely can. Amanda, kind of in similar Amanda fashion as every other movie, she relates to the drug addict, which is one of the con artists. So she wants to help her because that's how Amanda was saved. If you guys remember Saw 2, she was an addict. She was saved by Jigsaw. Now she thinks she can save every addict in every Saw movie. I don't know why she does that. It's super annoying, but I called it every single time that it happened. If you're a Saw fan and you know Amanda, you know she's going to sympathize with whatever drug users inside of the movie. Honestly, I have no gripes about the movie. There was nothing that I saw that was wrong with it. The games were great. Kramer is the same Kramer. Amanda is the same Amanda. All the players in the game, I love the plot twist. Like I said, not going to spoil, but it was a great plot twist. It foreshadows it in the movie. So earlier on in the movie, it kind of foreshadows it between himself and the other individual who's involved in the game, who was not supposed to be involved in the game, but ends up inevitably because of the bad decisions of the people inside being part of the game. So yeah, it was definitely something that I would say is a fantastic. It was a great addition to the Saw series, and it shined a light on the intelligence of John Kramer. I think that's the one thing that I've always liked about the Saw series, is that they do go in depth about how smart John is and how he predicts everything and every factor that comes into the Saw games. However, they never really explain in detail how he does what he does. And in this movie, it kind of showcases him utilizing his notebook, utilizing his knowledge in order to place in every factor that he could see fathomable within the movie, which I thought was a great way to showcase Jigsaw, but it's not where I would start. I'll be honest, I would not start with Saw 10 ever. If I were to start the Saw series, definitely start with 1, because that's what got everybody jumped on the Saw train, was Saw 1, because it was so amazing. So if you're ever going to start a movie, in the Saw series, it's got to be Saw 1. Saw 2 is really good too, but if you're going to watch them in chronological order, I would say Saw 1, Saw 2. I mean, hell, I'd even watch it the way that they came out, because it just keeps getting better and better. Now, I haven't seen Jigsaw. I'll have to do a review of that one, too. And I will in the future, whenever I see it. But overall, I'd say, I mean, I don't want to say the movie was fantastic. It was really good for the series, but it was just like a normal movie. A normal horror movie. It was a little, it was more showcased than a normal horror movie. So I'd say I give this movie, I want to say like a 6. But because I love Saw so much, I would give it, for the Saw series, here, let's do two different, we'll do two different reviews. One, as a movie, if you were going to see this, I'd say it's about a 6. Like a normal movie, horror, gory, I'd give it like a 6, maybe a 6.5, right? And that's with my bias, okay? As a Saw film in the franchise, I'd give it a 9. Maybe an 8.5 to a 9. Because I'm going to start doing 0.75s. I'm going to have to. So 8.75. Because it definitely showcases Jigsaw. It showcases his abilities. It showcases the characters, the main plot points. It shines a light on some of the aspects of the story. And it definitely shows that it's not all in malice. Some of it is done because it has to be done, right? The games, that is, that Jigsaw hosts, that John Kramer does. As far as a normal movie goes, I'd say probably a 6.25. I say it's good. It's definitely a horror movie that I would recommend to someone. But it's not something that you're going to go hog wild and, you know, watch 50 million times. It's like an informative horror movie. It showcases Jigsaw and Saw and the capabilities of the games, right? But that's about it. That's how I would rate it, at least. Now, I will say the main antagonists of this movie in particular are, first of all, you hate them. They're not good people. Some of them, they're like on the edge, because it's always the whole virtuous thing with the Saw movies. It's like, oh, what's right and what's wrong? Well, can you make right wrong? You know, can you make wrong right? Can you come back from this? Can you be reborn, right? That's always the deal with the Saw series, which I've always enjoyed, because it's one of those things that's like, does your life matter? Does other people's lives matter? And in this movie, it does the same thing as far as the games and the way that they're portrayed. There are some of the characters that are like, well, should they be involved? Well, then you think about it, you gotta think deep. Right, so some people would say, oh, well, that person was just doing it because this person told them to do it. But they were involved by association, and they were getting paid to do it, too. So, I mean, who's really in the wrong? You know what I mean? So it's like a moral standpoint on how you feel either way. And that's why I've always loved the Saw movies, because that moral ground, it's like, okay, well, you could side with this person, but then you're siding with a criminal. Or you could side with this person, who's also technically a criminal. So, I mean, it's just one of those, which one is the right way to go. All of the characters, I felt, in my opinion, definitely deserved the game. Because the games weren't so bad to the point where it's like, okay, it's impossible for you to do it. But I feel like they should have had some more time on the timer. You know what I mean? Some of them would have completed their game had they had more time on the timer. And that's going to be, that's all I'm going to tell you about the games. They could have completed it if they had more time. But they didn't have enough time. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure everybody heard my review. Like I said, 8.75. Or a 6.25, depending on what aspect you're looking at it. If you're a Saw fan, 8.75. If you're not a Saw fan, definitely don't start with this movie, because it's only like, it's mid, essentially. Is that what the kids call it? It's mid right now. So I would definitely watch a different, probably Saw 1, if I were going to start on the franchise, and then give me your opinion if it was an 8.75 after you get done watching some of the Saws. I would say go as far as Saw 2 and then watch this movie, just so you have a little bit of a backstory. Matter of fact, go for Saw 3. I would go all the way up to Saw 3, Saw 4, possibly, just so you know more about the detective in the case, and that's when I would jump into Saw 10 as a sequel to those, but it's technically a prequel. That's why it's a little confusing. Anyway, it's informative for Saw fans, and that's why I like the movie. So if you guys want to watch it, go ahead, find it, watch it. Great movie to see. And I will catch you guys in the next review. Adios.